Self-care by engaging in activities that honor your worth. Meaning, it doesn't matter how much self-care you do, your worth doesn't go up. It just means that the better care you take of yourself, the more you understand who you are, why you are here, and you walk in that camino and you walk in that path, mija, the more you see that by doing that, you are giving glasses and eyesight to then have a window into your true value, which again is like the sun and that it is never changing in its true quantity. Hey, sensitive dreamers, this is Leela, a musical podcast all about believing in your dreams. And I'm your host, Lalita. If you haven't had a chance yet, I highly encourage you to leave a 5-star review on your platform of choice. This lets me know that you are loving the content and it helps me create even better content and better stories moving forward. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hey everybody, and welcome to Leela. I am your hostess with the mostest, Lalita. Leela is a podcast and show all about being your true self, believing in your dreams, and allowing them to come true. This week is a very important episode. And thanks to our sponsor called Life. Yes, this week's episode is all about something very, 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 very important. I hear many people talk about this, but then I say to myself, we can do better, people. We can do better. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I have a prop. And the question is, what does a lemon have to do with your self-worth and your self-value? For all those out there, the prize is $1 million if you can answer correctly. I'm just kidding, don't come for me, there's no money involved in this. Sorry, friends. Sorry. Really though, what does a lemon have to do with your self-worth? Hopefully it's not as bitter, it's not as sour. Maybe your self-worth is better, but we are going to dive into that today and really distinguish what your self-worth, what your self-value actually is. How it is that you can begin speaking to yourself in a way that honors who you truly are, so that you can go out and do the work that you are here to do in the world. This show, for those of you that are new, is for sensitive and creative people with a higher purpose. That means you all know that you are here for something. You know that you are here to help, you are here to serve, you are here to support, and you are here to lead. The thing is that this world has not been made for the creative and sensitive types. We come from all walks of life, we're multilingual, we're multicolored, we're all the different things. We frequently feel like we're on the outside. So if you're someone that feels a lot, if you're someone that's quite sensitive, if you're someone that's multicultural, comes from mixed backgrounds, or you're just someone checking this out for the first time, I would like to say welcome. Thank you for being here. If you haven't had a chance yet, please subscribe to Leela and leave a 5-star review. Every single subscription, every single review helps these episodes, helps these messages reach more people. Thank you for your support. Let's dive in. So like, what does a lemon have to do with my self-worth? Because like, what the hell? I don't even be liking limon, okay? Limon be mad sour in my mouth. Yeah, no, I get it. It's true. And this actually smells a little bit sour. Here's the thing. For a long time, and maybe you can relate to this in your own life, for a long time in my own life, I found myself being terrified if people didn't like me because I didn't understand. I was always so nice. I'm able to read people really well, always being really useful, smart, witty, accents, whatever the thing was. And then for someone with me showing up as my best and someone's like, I don't like her. Whether you feel like you're bullied, whether you feel like you're discriminated against, especially sensitive people, because we pick up on so many different things. The question then becomes, but why don't they like me? Mami, ¿por qué? You know, I don't understand. ¿Por qué no les caigo bien? Why don't they like me? Why don't we get along? Why can't everybody just get along, please? The thing is, and you've probably heard this before, this is not maybe something new to you, or maybe it is. I want you to imagine a person. Maybe it's you, maybe it's someone you know. And I want you to imagine the body, and then I would like you to imagine the spirit and the energy inside of it. See it, intend it to be so, imagine it, right? And you can imagine the spirit to be anything. It could be jello, it could be mystical wind, it could be tree grass, whatever that is. It could be farts if you'd like, whatever you like, okay? We don't judge here, we're friendly people. Now I'd like you to imagine that body, all whatever the magical spirit is, the magic in it, leaving it, just vacating it. And I want you to picture it running around the world, running around your neighborhood, running around the grocery store, running around the street. It's walking your dog. It's showing up to your job. It's showing up to Instagram. It's making these videos. So you have the body here, and you have this magical, mystical stuff, whatever you imagine, running around doing all these things. This thing is trying. This is this other thing, this jello-y type thing, whatever that magical, mystical thing is running around trying to somehow be accepted, to somehow be loved. And let's say that in a different way. The belief is that if I can get you to believe that I am who I'm trying to make you believe I am, then this somehow benefits me in a way that I really need, because I can't handle if you don't like me. Well, why can't I handle if you don't like me? What is more deeply underneath that? What happens if you don't like me? What does that really mean? And this is where self-worth and self-value come into play, because we have these bodies and our energy, we send it out, right? We're running around the world trying to do the most. Who's home in our, this is a vulnerable place to be. That's not what we're talking about today in this episode. If you're watching this on YouTube or on another social media channel, you can actually see the lemon. Oh my God. And you can see the hand gestures. So we have a body on one hand, and we have the energy that's running around trying to do the most. And there's a separation there. The goal is to have these energies and these entities, our body and our spirit and our emotional body, all of these things moving together in one fluid movement, in one fluid experience. So the thing is, when we get deeper and we start to ask ourselves, well, Lalita, then I don't understand, why is it that I need someone to like me so badly? Because the question is, what really happens if someone doesn't like you? Is it your boss? Are you afraid you don't get a raise, which means then you can't stay in your fancy new home, which means then your partner is going to judge you because you're going to go into debt, and the story continues. What's the example? Why in your life is it so important that someone likes you, right? Enter the lemon. We love lemons. We love lemons. We put lemon in our water. We put lemons everywhere. But don't put lemon in your hair. We get to the lemon part. If I had an orange in my house, I would have chosen an orange, because I'm not here to say that your self-worth is sour. What I'm here to show you is, and for those of you simply listening, I'd like you to imagine a sun. And for those of you watching, you can look at the lemon as an example. Self-worth, your self-value, is unchangeable. Frequently, people give advice like, listen, what I want you to do is you're going to do self-care, because here's the thing, you feel shitty about yourself. Someone dumped you, you lost your job, you're feeling emotionally upset. So people give you the advice, well, mommy, you just need to love yourself, okay? You need to go and love yourself. You need to do self-care. You need to paint your toes. You need to pluck that mustache, because that shit be looking crazy. It's like a, you know, goatee now. People give you this advice, and it's well-intended, but it's surface level. Because the thing is, let's say, for example, you start to do all these things. Okay, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to do all the things that they tell me on the internet to do. And yet you don't deep down still feel better. Because when the stuff stops, when the other thing happens, when another person doesn't like you, when you feel rejected again, when you pick up on some kind of something from someone that doesn't feel fair, or that doesn't feel even justified, it digs at you. What does that mean? Why is she looking at me like that? Because here's the thing. Self-care gives you glasses for you to see through which to see your self-value. Your self-value is this lemon. Your self-value, for those of you listening, is the sun. And imagine y'all watching too. Imagine this like a sun. The sun is huge. In this example, the sun does not change. It doesn't matter how many flowers you buy yourself. It doesn't matter if you shit on the street. It doesn't matter if you're that dog owner that lets your dog poop on the street and you don't clean it up and then I come and step in it. Regardless of that, your sun, this lemon, your self-value, your true value does not change. Now you might say, yeah, but Lalita, like there are people in the world that are really messed up and they're like pendejos and I don't like them. And this dude did me dirty and this person cheated me out of money and blah, blah, blah. And they're an asshole. Brings me to my second point. Your value is finite. It's like this lemon. It's like the sun. It does not change. Now, you may not act in ways that demonstrate that true value. Just because you're a queen, as people say, does not mean you walk around regally. Just because you're a king, as they say, does not mean that you walk with the respect and the candor and the diplomacy and the wisdom that a king is supposed to have. Just because you see yourself as fly does not mean that you walk around in the world as such. So where is the disconnect? Everyone on this earth has an innate value that cannot be touched. You can call it your God nature. You can call it your consciousness. Don't even need to name it. Just imagine the sun inside you. That is present for every single person. That is not the same as how someone chooses to move in the world. For me, as a sensitive person, I have gotten tripped up in life, looking at people, being able to see the lemon, being able to see the sun in people, to sense it deeply. But then they don't act right. They don't act with that regality. They do things like they lie. They cheat. They say mean things. They tell you one thing, they do something else. And I say to myself, that doesn't equate to sun behavior. That's not queen-like, king-like, person-like of that level. So where am I confused then? Where's the disconnect? Well, part two of this. Part two, okay? Here we are, part two. Y'all are so good. Hope you're learning. Hope you're taking notes. Part two. For those of us that do not recognize we don't know that we have a sun inside of ourselves, but we're told that. If you've been in this space on your own journey long enough, you've probably been told, you're worthy, you can do it, si se puede, mommy. But it's like that doesn't somehow land. Here's the trick. For those of us who maybe don't really feel that we have the sun inside, because people have treated us like we're not the sun, right? They treated us like we're not the queen. They treated us like we're not the king. And because we're sensitive and creative and people with a higher purpose, I believe part of that's been part of our journey to learn our medicine, to learn our messages, to bring them forth. It's also taught us how to protect ourselves, how to navigate, because we sense things on a deeper level, don't we? So the shady shit that, you know, Jose is doing over there that Bobby's like, that's not that serious. To a sensitive and creative person, we see it on 50 levels deeper. We see the granularity of those suns, of those people. So it hits us in a different way, doesn't it? Or like Sadhguru says, isn't it? He always says that at the end of the videos. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you can check out Sadhguru, who is a spiritual teacher from India. At the end of a sentence, he always says, isn't it? Sadhguru, what up? So now we have these folks and it's like, well, everyone's walking around with a sun inside them that isn't changing. What does that mean? It means that no amount of self-care, no amount of thing that you do is going to increase that worth. Because here's the real tricky distinction when people are talking about self-worth and self-value. It's really insidious and tricky, isn't it? Because all of a sudden, we're trying to do things to feel better, but we associate how we're feeling with what we're really worth. And then if we're feeling low, it must be like shit. We somehow associate that with low self-worth, and we use that to beat ourselves up. Like, God, I've been on this train for so long. I've been doing this. I've been trying so hard, and I still can't get my self-worth down. We use and measure our self-worth practices. Mixing them up with self-care practices is being synonymous with our value. I'm not on my self-care train the way she is. Lower self-worth. Self-care and self-worth are not the same thing. Self-care
are the eyes through which you see your value, which is unchangeable. I'm gonna lay that on you again. Self-care are the eyes through which you see your self-worth, which is unchangeable. So when you do things, that build your confidence, when you do things that honor your temple, when you do things that take that frantic energy from the beginning and bring it and call it back unto yourself, when you do that, you're creating gafas, you're creating glasses that you are thus able to now see the sun within you. It isn't that you don't have it, it's that you don't yet have the sight to see it. Self-care and confidence-building practices like getting a hobby, like pursuing your dreams, it gives you sight to see your self-worth. So the sun, the lemon, the energy that lives inside you no matter what you do, let's summarize this. Everyone has self-worth in them. It is finite, meaning it does not change. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you are good, whether you have values, whether you're ratchet as shit, none of that matters because your value is innate. The second point is, just because you have value does not mean you honor that value in the way that you show up. So when you have treated people out of integrity and people have maybe treated you in the same way, that, my friends, is a behavioral thing. So knowing that everyone has amazing value, that means that the way we get to judge ourselves and judge others, and in Buddhism they talk about this, is based on our actions. Is based on how we treat others and how we treat ourselves. So the part three of this is self-care by engaging in activities that honor your worth, meaning it doesn't matter how much self-care you do, your worth doesn't go up. It just means that the better care you take of yourself, the more you understand who you are, why you are here, and you walk in that camino and you walk in that path, mija, the more you see that by doing that, you are giving glasses and eyesight to then have a window into your true value, which again is like the sun and that it is never changing in its true quantity. No matter how many times you paint your toes or whether you are homeless on the street, your worth is the same. And we are not born with different worth. Your worth is not different than mine. I cannot say that my worth on this earth que vale más que lo que tú tienes adentro de ti than what you have inside of yourself. So knowing that, that means we show respect to ourselves and to others. That means that we show up in a way that is kind to ourselves and others. But that also means that when people don't act right, we understand how to deal with that. And when we don't act right with ourselves, that frequently means we have very tiny eyes or no glasses by which to see our true value. Do you understand that? Why is this important for you, my young one, you, my grand one, you, my big one, whatever size, shape, color, sexual, gender orientation that you arrive in? Why is it so important for you to express who you truly are and move forward in your dreams? Because you have a purpose. This isn't something that you made up. This isn't something that you're using to try to boost your self-esteem. It lives within you as a message and un camino pa'lante, a path forward. When you are who you truly are, you walk that path and you give the gifts that you are truly here to give, and you live in the sunlight of your own being. When you run around in the beginning of this episode trying to have people like you, you're living outside of yourself. You become vulnerable to attacks from other people in terms of words, language, energy, thoughts, and you make yourself accessible to those who would not value you because you're not even home within yourself. Your dreams matter. Your dreams are directions leading you towards your next step. And in dreams, I use literally as a language. You have a purpose. You can only deliver that purpose as who you truly are. And if you understand what value truly is, then you will understand how to see it, practices to cultivate it, so that you walk in it. I cannot give you more value than you already have. You cannot give me more value than I already have. I can, however, give myself more respect. I can, however, learn to set boundaries to honor my energy and time. I can start speaking to myself in such a way that dignifies and acknowledges, even in practice before I fully see and believe who I truly am and honoring the sun within. I have a quote for you all, okay? Some of y'all may know this amazing book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. He's outstanding. And there's something I'm going to end this episode with for you, right? Because this is a very, very good one. One of his, he talks about four agreements, and his first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. And I know for myself, I've been frustrated where in my life, people feeling like they've lied to me, they've showed up in one way, and then they completely flip the script. I would place that in the impeccability realm. Reading this episode or reading this segment, this piece, really, really woke something up within me. And I'm going to share it with you today in hopes it inspires you too. You can measure the impeccability of your word by your level of self-love. How much you love yourself and how you feel about yourself are directly proportionate to the quality and integrity of your word. When you are impeccable with your word, you feel good, you feel happy and at peace. Use the word to share your love. Use white magic beginning with yourself. Tell yourself how wonderful you are, how great you are. Tell yourself how much you love yourself. Use the word to break all those teeny, tiny agreements that make you suffer. It is possible. It is possible because I did it and I am no better than you. Integrity comes from integral, meaning to be whole. Wholeness is how I define the true self, with a capital S. Not the small self, not the wanting, not the pain that runs around trying to make people like us, but the grander self. And you can actually even remove that concept if it doesn't work for you. In Buddhism, this concept of no self is equally as beautiful. It can all be seen and felt as the same thing. So today I wish you beauty. Today I wish you grace. Today I wish that you cover yourself with the truth of your own being, your own radiance, and your own light. When you understand your true worth, and when you understand that it is not something that rises or falls with the tides, when you recognize that self-worth is not something that you can augment or increase by the jewelry you wear, the way you do your hair, or the amount of money in your bank account, when you recognize that self-care is the eyesight and the glasses with which you are able to better see your self-worth, and when you recognize and learn to respect yourself enough in practice such that you do not allow other people, places, or things that would seek intentionally or not to cut down your sight, to cut down your confidence, which is your sight to see your worth. When you are able to say no to that in all circumstances, you strengthen your sight within. You strengthen your ability to see who you truly are and the unchangeable light that is within you. That, mija, that, mi gente, is your first purpose. Because when you have that, you can soar. And when you have that, you can walk in the street knowing with confidence that no matter what someone thinks about you, whether it's a client or the deal you think you have to have, whether it's the ex-partner that disappeared and ghosted you, and your heart still breaks, whether it's the family member that you can't get along with and they continually tell you, with or without words, just how worthless or unimportant you are in their life. When you realize from the deepest place that your word trumps, that your word exceeds anything that anyone could ever say about you, not because I'm telling you, but because within the core of your being, you value your word more than anybody else's. You, my friend, value what you say and what comes from within you more, and you trust it more than what anybody else does or says. Because when you reach that place, that is invincibility. You will no longer seek to have someone like you for whatever reason that is. And when people say mean things, in word or action or absence, you understand that the voice you listen to is the one that comes from within. Thank you so much, y'all. This is such an amazing episode. It is always an incredible pleasure to ever have the chance to show up with all of you. And I so appreciate it. Thank you. If you haven't already, share this with a friend. It would inspire, it would light up. Like this, depending where you're seeing it, leave a comment below, wherever it is that you are. Say hello to me. I'd love to meet you on this mission and journey, really, really, truly, of being who we truly are. Leave a 5-star review and subscribe if you hadn't had a chance. I would love to get to know you better. All the accents, not even sure what I'm doing this moment. It doesn't matter. I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Please share this with 3, 5, 15 of your fellow creatives with a higher calling, your fellow sensitive dreamers who are walking this path too. And connect. Follow me on Instagram at IamLalita. And if you feel called to, shoot me an email, say hello. I love to hear from different listeners, get show ideas, and know that this is impacting you. And if you haven't had a chance yet, please subscribe. Subscribing lets me know that you love the content, that you love the messages, and it lets me know to keep going. Because just like you, I'm listening to my heart, following my dreams, and following my purpose. It is an honor every week to be on this journey with you, and thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.